more Russian drone attacks and shellings on residential buildings in Kharkiv, Zaporizhia and Kramatorsk, where a teenage boy was killed. Vladimir Zelensky is back in Ukraine this morning after an extraordinary clash with the US President and Vice President and a promise of support from Europe and Canada, including missiles from Belfast. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says that European leaders have agreed to draw up a Ukraine peace plan to take to the United States so that they can offer security guarantees that Kiev says are vital to deter Russia. He said it was time for Europe to do the heavy lifting. Let's go live to Kiev and talk with Ivana Klimpush-Sinsadze. She's an opposition Ukrainian MP and chair of the Committee of Ukraine's Integration into the European Union. We're also joined by Dr. Patrick Bury. He's a lecturer in Defence and Strategic Studies at the University of Bath and a former NATO analyst. Ivana, I'm going to turn to you first. Friday in the White House to yesterday in London. How are you feeling now about your country's future?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Obviously, we are very much worried how the things will further evolve, but we are grateful that there was this meeting convened in London, and we are hopeful that from specific promises and support that has been voiced, vocalized, we will go into very practical steps. And not only from UK, we will hear more announcements on the specific defense capabilities that will be passed over to Ukraine, and that the European countries will go into creating a defense fund. And also that this initiative of laying out the way forward for the ceasefire and peace with that would include the security guarantees for Ukraine will be worked on very quickly and efficiently. As we hear today, already news from Washington, D.C., that there is a meeting to be convened in the White House with regard to discussing whether the whole military support to Ukraine that has been already prepaid for by the previous administration in the U.S. could be put on hold or terminated.
Is European support enough to save Ukraine?
Definitely, there is a shortage of the capabilities, of the defense capabilities that could be provided by Europe. And that's why it's critical for all of us to ensure that we have that we keep the United States engaged and that we have the access to at least buying their military equipment that would be helpful to protect Ukrainian cities, Ukrainian infrastructure, and the skies of the for the Ukrainian citizens.
Patrick Bury, from what you've heard over the last number of days from that extraordinary exchange in the White House on Friday to the summit yesterday, is the US going to back up Europe's military effort and military support here?
That's the key thing, Gavin, really. The problem is there's a mismatch in nuclear stockpiles if Europe has to go alone. And because it's such a mismatch that Russia on paper has 5,500 and France and the UK, the only nuclear powers in Europe, have 500. That really, you know, toe-to-toe, you can escalate a conventional clash if that was to happen quite rapidly, Putin could. And my reading of it is that the UK and France would have to back down. So you need that what's called the US extended nuclear deterrent, that if, in the worst case scenario, it was going to start to escalate, we have Europe's back at that scale of things. And that, of course, stops Putin from escalating and keeps things more contained. The question is Trump willing to do that? And that's really quite different from, and he could well still be, you know, because on his perspective, what does he want? He wants to stop paying American cash for supporting Ukraine. He wants peace so he can focus on other things, and he wants a Nobel Peace Prize for doing it. Europe can offer him a lot of those, you know, but they have to say in return for that, we need you to have our backs at the massive nuclear strategic level, if called upon. And I don't think that's likely, but I'm saying otherwise, ultimately, and people look at this from a hard power perspective, Europe, I don't think, can do a reassurance force without which could come in contact with Russian forces without that kind of guarantee.
Ivana, do you trust Donald Trump and the United States to save Ukraine now?
I trust American people. I do still count on the American people and different voices inside the U.S. administration that might create a reasonable support that would be backing both Europe, you know, that would be ensuring that NATO is still cohesive and still working as a transatlantic real alliance, and also that would project defense support and security support for Ukraine.
You're an opposition MP in Ukraine. What do you think of how Volodymyr Zelensky has managed over the past few days?
Well, we are obviously refraining from any criticism of the Ukrainian president at this particular moment, because it is the country and the people who are at stake. And we do not want to heat any of those discussions. Yes, I think that, you know, both leaders could have done much better during that conversation. But right now, it's
what
about
could he have
making
done
sure.
But
let me just finish that. Right now, it's to make sure that Ukrainian people are not held hostage to the emotional, tough and tightened relationship between the two leaders, and that's I think what's important.
How would you respond then to U.S. calls for him to resign, for new elections to be held?
Well, the elections, unfortunately, are not possible to be held during the martial law, during this security situation that we have, either according to our legislation, our constitution, or to security situation, or to organizational possibilities. And we are here very firm on that, because we do want to have free and fair elections, and not the elections that would resemble something that is called elections in the Russian Federation, for example. So at this point, it's impossible.
Patrick Bury, that summit yesterday in London, 18 leaders there, Hungary, Slovakia, the Baltic countries not represented. Why not?
Well, Hungary and Slovakia, there's a case to be answered there whether they should be suspended from the EU and certainly from NATO now the way they're carrying on. And the kind of, you need to understand, and this is coming back to your last question to Ivana, that, you know, the most successful Russian threat vectors are cash and lies into politics and the information space. They will expand on rightly held grievances amongst different national populations and then get inside to the political decision making to basically slow it down. So there's a military threat, and we're going to spend billions on all this, you know, but the people need to understand, and this is where it comes back to Hungary and Slovakia in particular, people need to understand that, you know, unless we sort of shore up the home base in terms of political donations, shadow companies, etc., and the information space. When it comes to the crunch, the Russian strategy is to divide any kind of alliance through those means. So that's why Slovakia and Hungary weren't involved, and I'd be very in favour of less involvement for those nations in anything going forward that concerns Europe. The other one about the Baltics is very interesting, because they are basically some of the most arch and most at-risk anti-Putin democracies in Europe. And maybe it was felt for the optics of it and trying to keep a unified Western European focus that it was better not to invite them to that. But that was a very interesting dynamic, I thought.
Ivana, our Prime Minister, our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, will be meeting with President Donald Trump next week in the White House. He has been very supportive of Ukraine publicly. What message would you like him to deliver to Donald Trump next week?
That it's important that the U.S. stays with Europe and the U.S. stays with Ukraine. I think it's exactly what we need to do right now in a coordinated manner between European capitals, as well as with Canada, with Turkey, with other willing states, that we would get this message across and ensure that it does work and find the right approach and find the right arguments and the right actions also from European side in order to persuade the U.S.
Ivana Klimpush-Sinsadze and Dr. Patrick Bury, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.